we'll see one of the places where the two are mentioned together. Ephesians 4, beginning with verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner in Yahweh, note he's calling himself a prisoner, someone who is captive to Yahweh, someone who is in bonds to Yahweh. Now, we don't think of ourselves as being in some kind of a negative position when we're in that case. But the prisoner in Yahweh, beseech you that you walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. How? With all lowliness and meekness. The word lowliness is another term for humility. In the scriptures, if you look the word up, it's essentially the same term that's translated in other passages as humbleness or humility. With all lowliness and meekness. Meekness in the Greek does not imply what we normally think of in English. There's no word. They couldn't find a word to translate it, so they used meek. When we use the word meek today, we think of a person who cowers in fear. And that's not what this term meekness relates to. And that's this is kind of a sidebar to humility, but the terms are related. In Greek, what it really does imply is it refers to not being occupied with yourself at all. It refers to not being occupied with self. And that's what meekness relates to. So you can see how humility and meekness go together. When you put self down, it's not that you're putting down yourself down out of fear. It's not that we're putting ourselves down because we're concerned that we can't do something. It's because self isn't as important as caring for others, for example, as obeying Yahweh's will, for example, as doing what he asks us to do. And this is truly a humble person. Look at Jacob chapter 4. Jacob or James chapter 4, beginning with verse 4. You adulteresses, and if you remember, this is where he is really admonishing them for their inability to get along as there's fighting and arguing and bickering among the people. And then he calls them, you adulteresses, do you not know that the friendship of the world is enmity with Yahweh? Now, does that mean that we shouldn't be close to anyone who is not a true worshiper? I don't think it necessarily means that. But what I do think it means is that we don't need to spend our time trying to overly establish relationships with situations that take us away from the worship of Yahweh. That's really the key. The whole point in everything that we do in life must be to draw ourselves nearer to Yahweh first, and those people that we come around nearer to Yahweh second. So if we withdraw from everybody around us, we can have no influence on the people that we come in contact with. So it's wrong to say we shouldn't get close to other people. It's wrong to say we shouldn't have, quote unquote, friends in the world. But what the problem is, we shouldn't allow those friends to encourage us to do something that is opposite, that is in direct opposition to Yahweh's will. Whoever therefore would be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of Yahweh. Or do you think that the scripture speaks in vain? Does the spirit which he made to dwell in us long to envy? Did Yahweh make us envious people, envying the people of the world or their circumstances? The case should be no. That is not how Yahweh's spirit works. But he gives more grace. Therefore, the scripture says, Yahweh resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We read that already. Therefore, be subject to Yahweh, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Subject ourselves to Yahweh's will, resist the devil. You know, it is a simple matter. We've heard this so many times over the years. It is a simple matter to obey Yahweh, because he says, do this and don't do that. You can look and you say, yep, that fits in, or no, that doesn't. It is simple. It is not easy, because resisting something is a difficult thing to do sometimes. Our human nature sometimes propels us into a mind frame where we want to do things that we know are wrong, that we know don't fit within Yahweh's will. And so we have to fight. That's the warring in the members that Paul speaks about. We have to constantly struggle to resist the attractions that Satan places before us. But we're still required to do so. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. If we resist, he goes away. Draw near to Yahweh, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. And what he's speaking of here is, as we cleanse ourselves and as we draw near to Yahweh, we do afflict ourselves. We mourn. We weep. We're sorrowful for the things that we have done wrong. And that's the attitude that we have in approaching him. And then finally, in verse 10, it says, humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall exalt you.